This is Scouter Steve, host of Reverent Scout Radio, and this is your Reverent Scout update for Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. Today's update is about Den Chiefs. If you've ever seen that famous Norman Rockwell painting showing a Boy Scout sitting around showing Cub Scouts how to tie knots, then you have some idea of what a Den Chief is supposed to be. A Den Chief is a Boy Scout who takes on as his troop's leadership position, serving as a Den Chief for a Cub Scout den. And he helps assist a Cub Scout den leader in running their program. Brings all his experience and hopefully a little bit of maturity to show the Cub Scouts how to be a good scout. And he has experience. He's already learned all his knots and some of his first aid and all the essentials of scouting by the time he's reached first class. And preferably he's been a Cub Scout, so he's been recently through that program and remembers all the Cub Scout stuff and helps the Cub Scouts learn the law of the pack and the Cub Scout handshake and sign and the slogan and leave no trace and all those good things that Cub Scouts do. And he also brings to the table all his experience. He knows all the songs and skits. He really is a valuable asset for a den leader. And a den chief also serves as a model for the Cub Scouts to see what a Boy Scout should be. So they really need to be a fine example of a good Boy Scout. You know, the way they wear their uniform, the way they carry themselves, the way they express in their actions that they live the scout oath and law on a daily basis has a huge impact on how a Cub Scout develops in the scouting program. They also provide something for the Cub Scouts to aspire to. When they see all the great activities that this Boy Scout's involved in, hopefully he shares with the Cub Scouts what he's been doing as a Boy Scout to get them interested in, and make them want to continue on as a Boy Scout. Under ideal circumstances, a den chief will stay with his den for as many years as possible, and hopefully he will encourage those Cub Scouts when they cross over to join his troop. And if everything goes perfectly, he could even take over start a new scout patrol using his old Cub Scout den. And that way, all these brand new Boy Scouts will already feel welcome. They'll be familiar with their patrol leader and be partially integrated into the troop. And hopefully they've already camped with the troop and visited with them several times. And that's just an ideal way for a Boy Scout troop to recruit a whole patrol at a time and know that they've been trained in the ways of that troop, which is really a great way for a new Boy Scout to get a start in a troop. So obviously you can tell I'm a big promoter of den chiefs. I think they're one of the most valuable things in scouting as far as being able to make good Cub Scouts become good Boy Scouts. And if you'd like to hear more on all kinds of great subjects, check back at reverentscout.com for more of these Reverent Scout updates and also many great feature-length Reverent Scout radio podcasts. Until next time, I'm Scouter Steve. May the great master of all scouts be with us till we meet again. God bless.